This audio is complete fiction and made for fantasy. Nothing in this audio is intended as instruction or based in the real world. It is made for adult entertainment and made by an adult for adults. The creator of this audio does not condone these kinds of activities in the real world. This is all just fantasy, so enjoy. Representatives, senators, government officials, and all of my fellow Americans who have come to witness this historic moment. As you all know, I am your newly appointed President of the United States of America, Miss Beatrix. Last November in 2024, American voters gathered in polling places across the great country, from the snowy banks of Alaska to the sandy beaches of Florida, to the craggy shores of Maine, to the streets of Los Angeles, to elect the 47th President of the United States of America. When I started my campaign for presidency a year ago today, Americans in every state had expressed widespread dissatisfaction with the political establishment and elite, which has imposed their outdated religious and moral will upon the common folk of this country. With the Democrat and Republican parties putting forward the same old candidates as they have for several election cycles, Americans have expressed a strong need for change, someone who would dauntlessly tear apart the moralistic society of old and to introduce a new age of pleasure, satisfaction, and sex to this nation. That is why I established the Relieve America's Penetrative Erections Party, or the Rape Party for short, to challenge the established political class. I saw the real needs of the American people depended not on economic, nor social, nor foreign affairs, but in fulfilling the sexual roles and purposes of the common folk who have been sexually repressed by the laws of the old society. I had my finger on the pulse of this nation, and it yearned for true sexual liberation. At first, the establishment assailed me for my proposed policies: the repeal of all sexual indecency laws, the establishment of the age of consent and incest laws, the legalization of all drugs and removal of age restrictions thereof, the legalization of rape, the establishment of government-funded age-inclusive brothels for the relief of the sexual desires of all Americans, introducing subsidies for cosmetic surgeries for both adults and children, and the propagation of sexual liberation of all on earth as the leading principle of our economic and foreign policy. Little did they know that the American public doesn't give a fuck about morals. They just want to have their needs for sexual release filled. And under the Beatrix administration, we will ensure this need is filled for all Americans. We've proved all the critics wrong. And when I won a majority of votes for president, an unprecedented 69% of all votes, and my rape party won a supermajority of seats in both the House and Senate and all governor seats up for election. These old establishment political and media figures screamed in horror. But the average American, who has been straining and blue-balled under their moralistic regime, sighed in relief, knowing that their sexual liberation has come. But with our mandate now given to us by the American people, it is time for me and my rape party to get to work. And starting today, we will be changing this nation's laws around sex with ruthless efficiency. First, my administration will rescind all laws surrounding sexual restrictions. For the sexual liberation of America, this will include all laws restricting the right of any American to rape whomever they want. The relief of our sexual impulses is the primary priority of my presidency. Therefore, my administration will work to protect all of those accused of the outdated crime of rape. If you need to relieve your sexual impulses, now you can without restrictions. All as long as you are strong enough to claim it. If you don't want to be raped, you better have a plan to protect yourself, because it is against the interests of my government to prevent the fulfillment of our citizens' sexual desires, even through rape. And as you know, some of you may be hurt by this change, but it is all worth it in the interest of liberating America from the scourge of sexual repression. This change will lead to a reduction in other forms of crime, as the darker impulses of the citizen shall be relieved. And as a part of this criminal reform package, I am also granting broad pardons to sexual predators of all kinds. Rapists, child fuckers, bestiality enthusiasts, sex traffickers, pimps, and brothel operators, public nudity enjoyers, and those who love snuff have been locked in jail simply for relieving their sexual desires. And I think it's wrong to lock them up simply for relieving their sexual urges. They will all be released effective immediately. And each gifted a free use little orphan whore to do with as they please, as an apology for their unjust imprisonment. As a natural extension to this, all laws surrounding age of consent will also be rescinded on my first day in office. And this new sexual hierarchy we have created, children ought to learn about sex early so they know how to properly please the sexual impulses of the adults in their lives. To fulfill this goal, courses on sexual education, performance, and athletics will be introduced as early as kindergarten in order to ensure this nation's youth will be properly educated for entrance into our sexual revolution. This will involve instruction in sexual anatomy, to include hands-on instruction with teachers and volunteers, brainwashing and hypnosis sessions to ensure adherence to the new sexual normal of our society among the youth, an investment and physical education courses to ensure our children maintain their bodies for sex and to improve their sexual endurance and knowledge of sexual positions and acts. Of course, along with this, a bevy of new national electives to cover important topics such as introduction to fetishes, to instill in them a craving of the sexual fetish of their parents' choosing. Makeup and dressing for sexual success, sexual psychology, instruction and pornographic productions, wherein children shall receive the chance to appear in child porn productions to be sold nationally, and a host of other courses meant to instill the values of sex in our nation's youth. New dress codes shall also be mandated nationally in schools, ensuring that no more than 50% of a child's skin can be covered by clothes at any time, and their sexual organs shall be exposed at all times to breed shame out of them and instill the virtue of public nudity in them at all times, and to ensure that their sex is easily available to those permitted to rape them. Children are our nation's future. And with this investment in education, we will ensure they receive the correct sexual instruction to make them and their bodies and minds valuable in our new sexual society. My administration shall ensure subsidized health care be available to all Americans. We shall mandate that not only will abortion access be available to any who seek one, even up to the birth of the baby and up to a year following the birth, but these procedures shall also be free to those who need one. We shall invest in novel ways to improve the abortion experience for all citizens as well, such as offering abortion via fucking, or having abortion clinics keep on staff big dick studs, both male and trans girl dicks according to the mother's preference, whose duty it is to fuck late-term pregnant woman until the fetus becomes unviable to be extracted by their stud cocks, as well as abortion via beating for those masochist mommies who would get off on having their pregnant bellies punched and beaten until the fetus becomes unviable. Sure. The old methods of abortion will still be available, but our polling suggests that up to 70% of pregnant women would try these new methods of scraping their unwanted products of fucking out of them if given the opportunity, and I have an obligation to my voters to fulfill this yearning. My Department of Health and Human Services will also ensure that all forms of cosmetic surgeries, from breast implants to filler injections, to facial reconstruction, to penis enlargement, to butt lifts, to sexual reassignment surgeries, and more, will also be subsidized and free for all Americans to fulfill their right to have the kind of body that gives them the most pleasure. This will also ensure the beautification and sexualization of society to our ideal. This right will be available to all adults as well as children of this nation. Although cosmetic surgery for all minors shall be granted based upon the preferences of their parents until the age of 14. America has long been fantasizing about middle school girls with triple D size titty implants, or elementary school boys given penis enlargements to bring their size to impossibly big proportions. With this new law, all the wildest sexual fantasies around the transformation of the human body can be achieved. Do you want your young son to be feminized with hormone therapy, large breast implants and butt lifts so you can turn them into underage bimbo shemales? Now you can. Do you want to amputate your daughter's limbs so she can turn into the perfect fuckhole to pleasure your daddy dick? Now you can. We will enter a golden age of sexual art and the evolution of the human body to levels once thought impossible. This administration believes the parent knows what's best for their child, so they should make the choices around the sexual development of their little fuck dolls. Oh, I meant children. Silly me. While parents shall be recognized as having full control over their child's body and sexual development, even if it means the snuffing of their child, our nation has long had to face the problem of taking care of millions of orphans a year in our foster care system. Whether their parents have been snuffed out in their infancy, or their whore mothers or their deadbeat dads just didn't want to care for a child after their fucking resulted in one, my administration shall ensure that these orphans will be housed and educated properly. I have proposed a new foster care system in which these children will not only be cared for, but they will be able to work and make money on their own. We shall establish child brothels across this country where orphans everywhere will sell their bodies to clients in order to make money for their care and the upkeep of the brothels that they live in. Not only will this give them an education on par with that received in public schools, but they will make money to save for when they turn into an adult of their own and make enough money for their foster house brothels so they may become self-sustaining. And these brothels can also double as accommodations and work for immigrant and asylum seeker families, and brothels for delinquent, criminal, and disobedient children, which allow more abusive and kinky punishments. Up to and including snuff punishment will serve to keep this nation's children acting properly. And once a year, all public school children shall be taken on a field trip to those punishment brothels so they know what happens to bad little kids who disobey their parents. My administration strives to be a patron of the sexual arts, so pornographic productions will also be subsidized by the government for education and propaganda of our new sexual norm and be broadcast on all television channels and streaming sites, including and especially those geared towards children. These productions will be incentivized to explore the depths of human depravity, and no acts will be prevented. Porn focused on pedophilia, incest, physical abuse, and BDSM, bestiality, piss, shit, anything Americans sexually desire shall be available at all major retailers nationwide. Porn star scouts shall be allowed to scout out all schools in the country in order to find the best underage porn meet they can find, both male and female children, to star in new child porn productions, and parents will be justly compensated for their child's work as well. Murder, if it is in pursuance of sexual release, hereby referred to as snuffing, as well as physical battery and rape, shall also be permitted, and all convicts imprisoned for the act of snuffing shall also be pardoned. My administration's policy is this: if it feels good, it shall be permitted. And we must protect the rights of those who wish to murder for sexual release. Some critics may say this will result in an increase of violent crime, but Americans know that if they do not wish to be raped and snuffed, they should have protected themselves better, because the strong must be allowed to assert their sexual will. Snuff of children will also not be prosecuted, with the only stipulation being that the parents have legal right of ownership over their children, and therefore only they hold the right to beat, rape, and snuff them. Snuffing of children shall also be allowed in cases where children and delinquent brothels receive the death penalty, provided the snuffer has paid the requisite price. This will also assist in population control and to ensure only the strongest children survive. Snuffing is an art, and it ought to be celebrated. So how could we judge these people for simply relieving their sexual desires? And these changes will provide a boost to the economy by increasing the size of every growing pornography and prostitution industry, which have consistently been the largest growing industries for the past several years. The opening of the labor market to children will increase the labor and consumer base, and therefore increase economic flow, and the new skills instilled into our nation's children will prepare them for the new sexual economy. Businesses will have new ways to accrue income by pimping out their employees for sexual services, improving their profits by billions. Porn and prostitution will take their rightful place as the forefront industries in our economy. Other industries may suffer, but the economy will roar to life with our fresh sexual injection. After all, what does money really mean? When all your wildest fantasies can be fulfilled whenever you want. People even in the olden times spent most of their disposable income on sexual release. But now, that will be formalized, and the government will be able to subsidize our citizens' sexual lifestyles through taxes on child porn and prostitution. Our new economy will be geared for sex, porn, and prostitution, and our nation will prosper for decades from this shift. Our foreign policy will be adjusted in order to spread our nation's sexual awakening to other nations around the globe. Our revolution of sex and depravity have already inspired revolts and uprising in countries around the world to bring their government's ideologies closer in line with ours, so their cultures can be set to revolve around porn, prostitution, and sexual relief, just as we have done in America. Diplomats and the military will be instructed to support these movements wherever they may crop up, and to crush any opposition from the autocratic, moralistic, and religious forces of the old. They will be crushed under the boots and high heels of our sexual revolution. If these fossils of moral imposition choose to oppose us, our soldiers have been instructed to use the force of rape and even snuff in order to force them to see the light of our revolution. The world will live in peace once we have bred out those who oppose our free sex movement, as the sexual desires of mankind will forever be satiated, and we will no longer have a lust for war and conflict as we did in the old times. But first, we must have one last glorious and erotic purge of those who wish to enforce the old order. Their blood will fuel the glories of sex and bring national revolution to the world. So, my fellow Americans, you cast your vote and made your voices heard, and you were shouting for a change to the old moral order, for sexual revolution, for society to be focused around relieving your cocks and cunts and any dark, depraved ways you desire, to take control of your children and exert your sexual will on them and others. It is now survival of the fittest, and only the strong will thrive. The weak will perish under boot or high heel, and their lives will be snuffed by rapist cock and cunt. Children will be formally groomed and brainwashed for sex, making sure our sexual revolution will echo through the ages. My administration and government will bring about a new age of sex, where mankind will finally achieve our ultimate purpose as the sexual predators we are. God bless sex. God bless child porn, and God bless America.